Sybil.
Happy Friday Eve, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown called in sick, and he won't be in this morning.
That's a nice move, though, on a Thursday.
In our Los Angeles studios this morning, it's Sherry Shepherd Thursday.
Yay.
Hey, family, good morning.
good morning to you.
I know you're disappointed because you're out in L.A. and...
And I'm looking at an empty chair. I always look forward to being next to Jay, and there's an empty chair next to me. It's me and Kia, girl power over here.
Yay. And he didn't bring the crepe maker in with him either, did he?
No crepes today.
Okay.
I got dental floss. It's peppermint. That's all I got this morning with no Jay.
All right, let's get it started.
Yes.
The parade was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. How was the parade?
I did not go.
Did anybody call you and say, we meant to put you on the list?
No.
Next year we want you there.
What?
No.
You were good luck Chuck.
I am.
You and winning Whitley.
And winning Whitley, yeah.
And winning Whitley.
Yeah, but it was yesterday. And they went without me. It's okay.
Oh, how is it okay? They forget.
Yes, it's okay. It's okay.
It's not okay.
No.
At 52 years.
I'm not like that. Yeah. I know the Warriors would have invited me, but, yeah.
Wow.
You know, well.
Yeah.
Hey.
But so Cleveland didn't invite me.
Their big loss.
It's okay. It's okay.
Their big loss.
Okay. Bandwagon. Their bandwagon
Whitley would have been
fine.
The loudest on the float.
It's okay. They had an incident at that parade.
Mm-hmm.
A teenage girl got shot in the leg twice
by
a 15-year-old who got into a scuffle.
That's bananas.
He had a gun?
Yeah, 15-year-old had a gun, shot the 13-year-old girl in her leg. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
After a fight broke out.
Well, but
remember
No, it used to be, you know, just that's my team. No, that's my team. Or, you know, and then they.
Yeah, you just talk big talk.
But this is a celebration. What is a 13-year-old doing with a gun?
A 15-year-old.
No, 15-year-old.
Okay. 13, 15.
Okay. Whatever. I hear you.
What is that?
But it makes me think if you carried a gun to the parade, were you planning on using it at some point?
You know, we are old school and scuffles just aren't what they used to be.
Remember when you used to get into a fight and it'd be like, no, you. And, you know, it was all of that and maybe a push and a shove. And that's it. Now today, it's crazy.
Not so surprising because everything is just so crazy. LeBron said he is not going to leave Cleveland.
He did the song that Bernie's been trying to sing. And I'm telling you, I'm not going.
That's exactly. And why should he?
That's right.
He's king. He truly is king.
He is.
James of Cleveland.
Of all the land.
You remember when he left and they were like, we're going to win a ring. We don't need you.
We're
going to burn all of our jerseys.
They were so upset.
Yeah, get them jerseys out the fire. Now, why should he leave?
And then he came back and delivered.
Yeah.
That's his, he never has to do another ring.
That's a great guy.
Yeah, that's a way to do it.
And, I mean, not only did he deliver a championship, but he is very much a part of that community.
Yeah, born and raised.
The charity that he does, and they say it's not unusual if you're in Akron to see him just, you know, walking down the street or going into places and stuff. He's very active with the community. All those scholarships he's done, mm-hmm. he is Cleveland. He's not just a basketball player for the Cavaliers. He's a great guy.
You hear that, Derrick Rose? See, that's how it's done. You see, Derrick Rose, that's how it's done.
So Derrick Rose got traded.
Yeah.
To the Knicks.
I told you.
Wow, I'm excited.
I'm excited for him, and I don't know what the hell's going to happen to the Bulls. They got a guy yesterday in the trade, and they said, and we're used to what we want is get some of that youth and enthusiasm back on the team. The dude he's talking about is 40 years old.
40. Well, don't knock the 40-year-old,
no, Cherry.
Sybil.
I know, darling. I know. But you and I can't. Both know at 40.
Yeah,
the youth
your left butt cheek is hurting bad.
That you need on a basketball court?
You got tremors in your legs. Yeah. You got restless leg syndrome after 40. It ain't what it used to be.
Okay.
Okay. Lift up that hood. It's a lot of steam.
And a lot of leakage.
And a
lot of oil dripping along the side of the road.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen to our team. I really don't know. But
Derrick Rose is very much a part of his community.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Very much a part.
Born and raised on the South Side.
Born and raised on the South Side.
That's our boy in Chicago. Yeah.
He's done a lot for youth organizations.
Absolutely. And didn't he buy
the pizza?
Yeah. He had a franchise.
Was it?
He bought a Giordano's?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he took him out of bankruptcy or something like that.
Well, a partnership.
Yeah, Giordano's.
That's a pizza if you go to Chicago.
That is the pizza.
Giordano's. That's the place to be.
But he's in New York.
Now he's just going to be selling slices.
Yeah,
that was kind of expected, but I just don't know what's going to happen to my hometown team now. Yeah.
These teams ain't loyal. These players ain't loyal no more.
It's a different day.
Used
it
to
really
be till death do us part. Not no more.
Mm-mm. In pencil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kevin Durant, he's definitely going to Los Angeles?
It looks like.
Looks like it?
It looks like. They're talking sweet talk to him.
Mm-hmm. How long has Kevin been around?
How long, Super Dave? Maybe six? About seven
years.
7 years. 7 years.
7 years.
He didn't want to go to the Wizards, huh? He's from Washington, D.C.
And that's the conversation with folks like Huggy and Chris, is that, you know, does he come home? And for a lot of players.
And do like, you know, King James. But he would have to give up some salary, right? Right, Super Dave? If Kevin Durant had gone to the Wizards to get the cap, like LeBron had to do when he went to the Heat.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. They had to do some figuring.
Yeah. Well.
So it'll be interesting to see where Kevin Durant ends up in the Golden State.
Okay. Yeah. Donald Trump, who has campaign money problems, has raised $11 million since Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. I'm impressed. That's a lot.
Okay.
Money.
He needs a lot of money.
Somewhere. How much more does he need?
He needs somewhere between $300 million and $500 million.
Okay, well, wow. Okay. By when?
Yesterday.
He needed it yesterday, yeah.
Anybody want to help?
Crickets.
So what's he going to do, Sid?
Crickets.
A bake sale?
He's going to sell
drive
some
with Uber?
Make some extra money on the side.
Go to fixmoney.com.
We fix money.com.
What's he going to do?
Isn't the GOP supposed to be helping him out?
Well, the question
is... The fundraising is, and the
GOP,
they got a lot of...
They have different arms of the Republican Party, those who are helping Senate candidates, those who are helping House candidates, other candidates along the way. And the part of the problem is that there is not a lot of cohesion in the Republican Party. So Donald Trump has been saying, that's okay, I can raise the money all by myself. And so he has.
And I'm very rich. Well... You can be rich but not have enough cash to pull off a campaign.
Because he may be, he may be rich on paper, but he doesn't have a lot of paper.
But
because he has funded his campaign, you need
cash money
up to this point.
Melania better get to taking those clothes off again. She better put that woman to work. That's what she was doing before. I'm not saying anything she didn't do before. Wow. Let me just put that out there before people start going, why are you getting on his wife? She did it once. You can get out there and do it again.